Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We're going to talk gardening today, as we always do. But whatever's on your mind, a little environmental stuff, a little pest control, compost making. It is still kind of nasty weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am. We're having rain right now. We've gotten through the cold, the snow, and the sleet, and it's all melted away for the most part. But we have absolutely saturated soil in a lot of areas here, and I want to talk about that and related things a little bit. Telephone number to be with us, and the lines are wide open for you. Don't have a whole lot to cover this morning, so we'll get to the phone lines pretty quickly. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. And you can see a lot of the things that we talk about there and get more information, detailed information, both in some specific chapters and locations there, or you can go to the library, the big yellow button at the top, and click on it, go there, and everything is in alphabetical order and easy to find. This hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods. Victor Dogfood.com is the website. Wonderful manufacturer of pet products, dog and cat foods. They're over in Mount Pleasant. These products are available all around the country, primarily in feed and farm stores and things like that. If you want to find out the nearest location where you can get the products, you can go to their website and get the information there. VictorDogFood.com. Great website, great Facebook, a lot of good pictures of dogs, so check all that out. Why is Victor good enough to be the recommendation here on the Dirt Doctor Show? Well, there's several reasons. One is there's no chemical preservatives in anything that they make, which is a big deal. It's not a situation where some of the products are clean and some aren't. They're all that way. Also, none of the products, nothing that they make, contains wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. And that has become a bigger and bigger issue, as you know, not only for pets and animals. It is also a big deal for humans, and that kind of diet has become more and more popular. And so, you know, take a look at these products. A lot of the product lines out there will have some choices that are clean and also don't have these products. This company, Victor, everything they make is in that category. Now, one place where it does vary a little bit, they have some products that are grain-free and some that aren't. Some people still like the grains, and that's fine. The cleaner grains, the ones that aren't so much of a problem with GMOs and health issues. So check that out, VictorDogFood.com. We are, like I said, we're saturated here. We not only have had snow and sleet, but we've had rain too. We had the snow end up with rain. We had a little bit of it before, and now the ground is really saturated, and I think that's a good thing. The lakes are up some, really have gotten some good moisture. Some of the lakes aren't up all the way. We're not totally out of the drought yet. But moving on it quite well, what you're going to experience is when this moisture goes away from the soil, and when it does in Dallas-Fort Worth area, your guess is as good as mine, since it's raining again right now. But as soon as the moisture goes away and it's not sopping wet, that is the ideal time, the perfect time to do bed preparation, get new things planted. It's best if you can avoid it to try not to work the beds when they're sopping wet, because you get kind of a glazing action, especially on clay soils, obviously. But even in sandy soils, there can be a problem. Some of the worst drainage problems I've ever seen have been in sandy soils, where it was a farm and the moldboard plow or whatever kind of plow they were using was over and over again going down to an exact depth. and it was a residential development, and we were having plants die. This was a long time ago, but it's happened since as well. We were having plants die, couldn't figure it out, started uncovering some of the plants and found they were sopping wet. And they were sopping wet even in this sandy soil because the soil, the moisture was going down to about 14 inches or so and hitting a hard pan that you couldn't even see. You could dig a big hole and get down in it and look at the wall of the hole, and you couldn't even see this hard pan. If you put a knife in the soil and drug it down, it would stop just like you hit a piece of steel. But you couldn't really see it. It didn't look any different at all. But to solve the problem on that site, we had to drill. We had to use an auger and violate that hard pan so that water would go through the hard pan and drain on out. And then everything worked fine. But until we did that, it was a mess. Things were dying all over the place. So especially if you have a place of a project, residential or commercial project, either one, that you're pretty sure it used to be in some farmland, that's something you need to look into. I'd recommend it anyway. You can check it with a probe. You can get a pipe probe, the professional pipe probe, and it's covered on our website. You can look up what I'm talking about there. Or you can use an old golf club. Longer the better. Using a driver is the best. Cut the head off or break the head off. And it doesn't matter whether it's steel or fiberglass or one of the new fancy shafts. It'll have a rubber handle, and which is important in case you run into any electrical. But probe the soil. If there is a hard pan, you're probably going to run into it somewhere between 10 and 18 inches, somewhere around the 15-inch mark is where you'll probably hit it most often. And then if it's there, violate it. Drill through it somehow or another and fix the drainage. One thing I need to go back and do is that I didn't tell you about our dogs. For some reason, the report this week, and I noticed on the website it's the same way. We don't have a picture for some reason of Sweet Pea, which is the new dog that Victor sponsors over at the SPCA in Dallas. Let's see. From last week, Scrappy is still looking for a home, too. So check out Scrappy and also this week's dog, Sweet Pea, 48-pound, 11-month-old Labrador mix with a brindle coat of chocolatey swirls, it says. Sweet Pea came to the SPCA of Texas on February the 12th because she was a bit too talkative for an apartment. You know, when you think about your favorite song and you just have to sing it out, or when you have the best idea ever and you just have to tell somebody immediately, well, that's Sweet Pea. She's a very good girl, though, and loves to play all kind of games. Some of her favorites are fetch, chase, tug of war. Sweet Pea lived with kids in the last home, and they made her great playmate, so it's too bad they had to be separated. She was also fine with other dogs and cats, although she preferred to ignore the cats, it says. So check out the information on Sweet Pea. We don't have a picture of her for some reason, and then on our website, and then Scrappy from last week, and he's a cutie and needs some help. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, go to the SPCA button right there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. By the way, while I'm talking about the website, we have a newsletter. It's free, and all you have to do to get it is to let us know that you want it. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, fill out the little form that's on the homepage there of DirtDoctor.com, and you can get it. I'll tell you about Mattia in a little bit, but let me finish talking about the moisture for a second. Please, wherever you are out there, if you have been going through this moist weather, whether it's snow, ice, rain, or a combination of the above, please turn your sprinkler systems off. This is something we recommend anyway. We recommend it year-round. And to run the sprinkler system by pushing the button with it set on manual. So it'll run all through the stations whenever you push the button. Now, the only exception to that is if you have to be out of town and you've got to leave it on automatic. You just don't have any other choice. But for the most part, day in and day out, everybody that has an irrigation system should leave it on the manual setting. So it only runs when you trigger it, when you push the button and fire it. And then you won't have the problem that the neighbor of ours across the street has running their system this morning in the rain after the soil is completely and totally saturated. A little more on that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Finishing up about my neighbor who was running their sprinkler system this morning after the soil has been absolutely, completely, and thoroughly saturated. I've never seen the soil as saturated as it is right now. And then this morning it was raining also. And they were running the sprinkler system. My wife has a lot more tact than I do, and she has talked to them, actually, about it. And because in the summer they were running it every day. I think they may still be, and it just dawned on me when I started talking about it a minute ago that it was running. You know, I got up an hour earlier, and those of you that are around, thank you for getting up an hour earlier. But they've probably, after talking to Judy, they probably just had the sprinkler guy turn it to an earlier setting, thinking that maybe we wouldn't see it then. I don't know, but it's really bad. And I'm not just picking on them. I'm picking on anybody out there that is continuing to waste money and run their system in the rain. You're doing a lot of damage to the soil. You're doing a lot of damage to biological activity. You're doing all kinds of harm in addition to wasting money, and water is, you know, our biggest environmental problem, in my opinion. I think it's going to get worse and worse every year. And for people doing this, it's really, really bad. I guess we'll try once more to have a chat. These people are kind of famous people. I'm not going to mention their names, but they are kind of famous in Dallas, big furniture store people. And we're going to get them to get it straightened out one way or another. I promise. We did that with the church next door last year. We were having a situation where I was coming in to do the show, and the church next door was running theirs. I think we finally got through to them. I think a few people, listeners, made calls, and we got that one changed. Kathy in the Colony is first up. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you today?
What you can do for me today is I have where I keep my horses. One of the horses is eating the trees.
Oh.
And it's eating the tree so bad that the bark is stripped all on both sides of the tree. Okay. I know what to do with the horse. I've made a recommendation on what to do for the horse, but what can we do for the tree? And
okay.
It's not just one, it's several.
What did they tell you about the horse? Get the mineral content and the diet kicked up? Yeah, that's the deal.
It's a phosphorus deficiency is what they say.
Yeah, probably some other trace minerals as well. So using a nice complete mineral package. And you might, Kathy, if you're not already doing it, look at putting humates into the food, and also natural diatomaceous earth, and or, you may already be doing this, one of the Redmond products, like the Redmond Soil Amendment or the Redmond Salt, either one. Those products are loaded with trace minerals and can really help with that situation.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because my horses are chewing trees, and they get Redmond Salt, diatomaceous earth, and free choice minerals that include humate.
So. Wow. And they told you that it was a phosphorus deficiency?
Yes.
Interesting. What are you using as a phosphorus source now?
There's a product that it's a calcium magnesium balancing product, and there's one that includes 2-to-1 calcium and one that includes 1-to-1 calcium. You put them both out, and the horse will eat whichever they need, and it'll help balance their phosphorus.
Oh, cool! Whose product is it?
It's from Dynamite Marketing. It's a multi-level marketing company.
Okay, Dynamite Marketing. Okay, cool. Well, that's interesting that the other things didn't solve the problem, but...
Well, it's not my horses. My horses are getting all that stuff I just told you, and they don't chew trees. It's other horses on the property that are chewing trees.
Okay.
And I've recommended the program that my horses are on for their horses, but I'm concerned about the trees.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's good. That makes me feel better. I was feeling bad that those other supplements weren't helping more, so I'm glad they are. The tree, whether it's completely girdled or not, there's something we can try. If the horses have not eaten all the way around and taken all of the bark off, you've got a real high chance of saving the trees. If it's eaten off all the way around the tree, We've had situations where we've saved trees, but it's much, much more difficult to do. And in both cases, what you do is you use the tree trunk goop formula,
okay,
which is a mixture of some things you've already got, it sounds like, an equal amount of natural diatomaceous earth, soft rock phosphate, or fireplace ashes, either one. And then the third one is some kind of a humate or compost or something like that. A good finished compost is the best. You mix those three together with water, make a muddy slurry, and you paint that on the cuts. And this is what everybody listening can use for any kind of physical wounds to woody plant trunks or limbs. And in your case, are they eating all the way around? I'm afraid to ask.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
And that's what the property owner is concerned about. She doesn't think the trees can be saved because they've eaten all the way around. And it sounds like you're confirming that.
Well, no, they can be, but it's a very small percentage compared to if they had only eaten one side or a third. And here's what you do. In addition to smearing the tree trunk goop on the wound, you also soak burlap in the mixture, and you wrap burlap around the trunk. And in this case, where you've had total girdling, you've got to, from time to time, come back and spray and water the burlap to keep it moist. We have had people with totally girdled trees have it bridge and regrow, and the trees were saved.
Okay, great.
Give it a shot, and let me know how it works for you.
I will do that. Thank you very much, Howard.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye.
I appreciate it. And if you got a question for me, it's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll go back to the phones and work on a few other things right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've had a couple of people drop off, so there's an open line for you now if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Rochelle is in Spring Valley, Arizona. And next
Hi, can you
up.
Hear me okay?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, I was wondering what you think about Miracle-Gro.
I think it's a horrible product.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I was wanting to know why.
Well, I'll tell you, Rochelle, why I believe that, and most people in organics do. It is a soluble, synthetic, high-nitrogen fertilizer. And the thing that we oppose the most in getting people to switch over from synthetics to the organic program is the fertilizer aspect, more so than the pesticides. Pesticides are bad, and they cause a lot of problems. They're dangerous to health and all kinds of stuff. But the biggest problem, the most negative thing about the synthetic approach is the fertilizer part of it. Now, most people use Miracle-Gro, and not just Miracle-Gro, but other blue-green soluble products. All of them are in, you know, same get the same treatment by us. They are they're not very good fertilizers. They're made in large quantities. They have a lot of nitrogen. They have some other elements. They have a very poor complement of trace minerals. They have no carbon, in other words, no organic material. Carbon is one of the most important things we think there is, we know there is, in building the soil and being good for fertilizing and growing plants. With the synthetic fertilizers, when you use them over a period of time, one of the things you'll notice is white residue building up on the pots and in the soil and everything, and that comes from the salt part of those fertilizers. So, no, we don't recommend that. They will grow plants. They'll make plants flower. They work. They appear to work really well on the front end. Long term, they don't work very well at all, and they really mess up the soil, the biological aspect of the soil. One of the things about the biological aspect of the soil that we try to get to with this organic program is what's called mycorrhizal fungus. It's a beneficial fungus that grows on the roots of plants, makes the root system bigger, makes the root system able to access water and nutrients more efficiently. Nothing is more antagonistic and harmful to mycorrhizae or mycorrhizal fungus than synthetic fertilizers. So that's a real quick rundown on why we don't like the synthetic fertilizers. And the blue-green soluble things, you know, are real high on the list of the ones we don't like.
Okay, I told this person about the high nitrogen levels. I didn't know about the other stuff. And the other thing I was wanting to know is, what do you recommend for mold crumbs, like in your house?
For what, Rochelle? I'm sorry?
Mold in your house.
Fungus and mold in the house, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we do. We had a real serious mold outbreak at our place because we had some work go on under our house. We have a pier and beam house, and the workers knocked one of the air ducts loose, and then we had a leak in a new shower that we had put in, and neither one of those things we knew was going on. Well, the moisture under the house and the moisture and the warmth of the vent that was blowing, you know, under the house created a tremendous growth of mold. And we not only had it under the house, but all of a sudden one day it showed up all through the house. It was on our shoes and our clothes and the furniture and everything in the house. Well, we cleaned, you know, a lot of people would have moved out and panicked and all kinds of stuff. And what we did, we cleaned everything very thoroughly with basically a couple of different products. We used orange oil and water, which is a basic cleaner that we use and recommend all the time. It's good for air freshening, it's good for cleaning, and will kill mold and fungus and things like that. We also used a commercial product called BioWash, BioWash, BioWash. And we cleaned everything up and pretty much got it all solved. But from time to time, what we do now is I just did it the other day. We'll spray either orange oil and or BioWash into the return grates where the air conditioning return air is going back into the vent. So those things are in the vent system and kill any residue of the fungus and mold that's still in there. Final thing we did, and anybody with pier and beam can do this, slab foundation people, doesn't work as well for obvious reasons, but we have now twice treated all the wood undercarriage under the house, you know, in the crawl space under the pier and beam house with a product called Timbor. Timbor is a borate product, like boric acid, and treating the wood under the house with it, it soaks into the wood and has an extremely long-lasting effect. We probably didn't even need to do it more than once, but we did just to be real thorough about it. And not only will it shut down the mold and the fungus and kill it and control it, but it'll also function as a preventative for carpenter ants and termites.
Okay, what is BioWash?
BioWash is a fancy soap. It's a fatty acid soap. It's made from potatoes and other vegetables, and it's a product that's been around for a long time. It's sold by a couple of different people. It's sold in the Dallas-Fort Worth area under the name Bio Plant Wash also, and it's in some cities under that name. And you'll find it under a couple other names. Just go to their website, BioWash. I don't even know what it is. We don't really deal with them all that much. I just use their product. But do a web search for BioWash, and you'll find their website, and you'll find out where it's available. You can order online, and it's easy to get that way.
Okay, and when you mention about what you put on the wood is the boric acid, that a local nursery told us that boric acid is toxic.
Well, if you sat down, Rochelle, and ate a bowl of it, you'd get awfully sick. If a dog or a cat got into it and ate enough of it, it could kill them. But that's one of those things where, you shouldn't allow that to happen. The borate products are more buffered. They have a smaller amount of boric acid in them, and I wouldn't classify them as any risk to use around the house at all. I wouldn't recommend them if there was.
Okay, and what kind of fertilizer do you recommend to use instead of the Miracle-Gro?
What are you fertilizing? Plants in pots and containers?
Tell what you're fertilizing. Trees and vegetables.
Okay. Well, what we recommend is several things. The main organic fertilizer that we recommend is compost, whether you make your own or you buy a commercial version. And then there are organic fertilizer blends that have compost and feather meal and various other natural meals. I especially like the ones that have alfalfa in them. You can buy alfalfa meal and use it as a fertilizer by itself, too. It works real well. And so that's the what we use as the dry fertilizers. The liquid organic fertilizer that we recommend is called Garrett Juice, and it's a mixture of materials that you can make yourself. And the formula is right on my website on dirtdoctor.com on the homepage, and you click on the button that says guides. It's just a word. Click on guides, and under that button is the formula for Garrett Juice, how to make it, and also other formulas are there for you as well. But Garrett Juice is the liquid mix that we use for both foliar feeding and drenching into the soil to be a fertilizer in the soil.
G-A-R-R-E-T-T,
Garrett
okay.
Juice. That's my name, and it came up because we had a contest on the air. I kept telling people what the formula was and explaining it, and I said one day we needed to name it, had a contest, and that's the name that won the contest, Garrett Juice. But the formula is on my website. It's free to anybody. You can make their own anytime you want to. It's in my books. But there are also three commercial versions of it that you'll find if you do a web search for people who don't want to do home brews and just want to buy a commercial product.
Okay.
All right.
You put that on the trees and the vegetables.
Yep.
Everything. Okay.
We fertilize everything with it. Rochelle, thanks for calling. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. And we've got wide open lines for you. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. One thing that I hadn't told you yet is about my tea. My tea this morning is pretty decent. It's good, in fact. It's yerba mate as a base, peppermint, green tea, and lemon. Put a whole bunch of lemon. I put about a fourth of a pretty big lemon in it. And it's good. I did not put any honey in it, and I wish I had. It would have been a little bit better. But it's good for me occasionally to do the tea without honey, so I can appreciate the natural honey as much as I do. Vegetable gardening. We need to talk about it because it is time for everybody to get involved. We're starting to get a lot of calls about it, what to plant, when to plant, and all that kind of thing. I was on another radio show a couple days ago. It's called The Power Hour, and it was interesting. A lady named Joyce, and I'm terrible about names. I'm forgetting her last name right now. I'll remember it in a minute and tell you. But anyway, the show was The Power Hour, and they talk about sustainable things and organic things and avoiding GMOs and avoiding the pesticides and synthetic fertilizers and all the things that we talk about as well. I don't think they realize how important it is to avoid the synthetic fertilizers, and we talked about that quite a bit. But they had a couple of my books. They had the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book, and she was bragging about it, and we talked about the fact that she asked me why I put the name Texas in it to limit the distribution of the book so much. And back in those days when I did those books, we were just in Texas on the air and with my column and all that. We weren't nationally syndicated, and that's what the publisher wanted to use, and that's what we did. So it's out there with the name Texas on it, but as I told her, and I've told you guys before too, most of my books, including that one that Malcolm Beck and I did, are good border-to-border and coast-to-coast if you adjust two things. I'll explain those two things for you when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you real quickly so I don't forget it. The picture of Sweet Pea, the dog I was talking about, is now on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and she is pretty beautiful coat. So check her out. Go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button of the week. This is the SPCA in Dallas, and see Sweet Pea. And also, what was his name from last week? Scrappy still needs a permanent home too, so check that out. Now, I mentioned, before I go back to the phones, I mentioned that the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book has is good coast to coast and border to border if you do two things. And by the way, it's got a bad name for more than having Texas in the name. It also covers fruit trees and edible landscaping and all kinds of things besides vegetables. So Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening Books, the one I'm talking about, and it's the one written by Malcolm Beck and me. But the two things that you would change to use the book anywhere in the country, the first one is timing. Timing on when you plant and when you harvest in Oregon is different than Florida, and Maine's different than Texas, et cetera. Common sense. And you can get that information from the local garden centers, from the extension people, and all that kind of thing. The second one is specific plant varieties, and that information, again, get that locally. And the rest of this answer relates to a call we got from Chicago, and the caller couldn't stick with us, but they wanted to know what about soil preparation and soil building and planting, getting ready to plant in Chicago versus Texas and that sort of thing. Well, that's where it gets pretty simple with what I recommend. We recommend the same, no matter whether you're in Chicago or Texas or Maine or Oregon, as far as the basic bed preparation. And it doesn't matter whether you've got sandy soil or loamy soil or heavy clay. We recommend basically the same thing. We mix into the native soil. We don't take the native soil out and get rid of it. It's a cost issue, and it's also a horticultural issue. into the native soil, we mix compost, rock minerals, and sugar. And we do it wherever you are, whatever city you're in out there. If you're on top of solid rock and don't have any soil at all, then that's different. Then you got to get some local soil brought in, and you mix these amendments into the soil that you bring onto the site. But we mix compost or organic fertilizers and, you know, all those things. And this is explained in detail in the book and also on the on our website, dirtdoctor.com. The rock minerals include things like lava sand and granite sand and zeolite. Basically, any kind of a rock mineral sand that's different from the base rock that you've got on your site. And so the volcanic soils, the volcanic sands work pretty much anywhere. And the only time you wouldn't need to do that is if you're at the base of a volcano or something like that. And this volcanic rock is a big deal. It's very important to the health of the soil. And then the third thing is sugar. And sugar is one of those things that you don't necessarily continue to do past the initial installation of the beds, but we do it in the beginning because we want to rev up all the microbes and get everything moving the right direction so you have good production the very first season that you're growing things, so you don't get discouraged and not stick with it. And in the sugar category, we've got cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, or any kind of cornmeal, but whole ground cornmeal is the best, and then white sugar or molasses, dry molasses, any of the sugars, cakes and coffee, cupcakes and things like that that are around the house work as well. So compost and other organic materials, rock minerals, and sugar. Those are the ways you build a soil wherever you are. Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, next up. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I got a question on an old peach tree. It's about 15 years old, and there's like a huge split in it, and the tree's starting to die in some of the main limbs. But I have this sucker tree coming up at the base, and right now it's about 2 or 3 years old, and it's about an inch around. I would like to get this one going. But do I cut down? How much is the other one? Do I cut down? How far? If so,
You've got a shoot coming right off of the, out at the ground level. Is that where this other shoot's coming from?
Yes, right at the base of it, right at the ground.
Okay, here's the deal, Kevin. That shoot is coming off the root system, probably below the graft.
Okay.
And if that's the case, that means it's not going to be what the top of the tree was purchased to be, you know, so you can let it grow and it may flower and it may produce fruit. The problem is it's a who knows situation. Is the original part of the tree just in too bad a shape to keep?
Well, it's right where it lies off. It's got a split in it.
It's split. All right.
Yes, my father grew this tree from a pit, so I know it's a full peach tree.
Okay. Well, that's another situation where you don't know what the fruit's going to be. Have you ever had fruit on it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and it worked okay? All right. Well, let me put you on hold, and let's talk about it a little bit more in the beginning of the next hour, because there's a couple of different things to do about whether to keep the root sprout, how to mend the crack in the old part, and let's talk about all those issues when I come back, okay? So don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.